Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, November 6th. Aid agencies say they lost contact with their workers in Gaza over the weekend as the territory experienced its third communications blackout since the war began. But a local telecoms company says internet and phone connections are gradually returning to some areas. It comes as the Israeli military says it carried out a significant strike on Gaza last night, after it says it opened a four-hour evacuation window for civilians yesterday. But this latest bombardment comes as dozens were killed and many more were injured after a blast at another refugee camp on Saturday, this one in central Gaza. The director of a local hospital says at least 52 people were killed, and the Palestinian health minister says it was caused by an Israeli airstrike. The Israeli military says it's looking into the circumstances and has defended previous strikes on refugee camps by accusing Hamas of using civilians as human shields. But Queen Rania of Jordan, a prominent voice in the Middle East, told CNN that it doesn't excuse the Israeli military's actions.
Of course, the use of human shields is criminal. But even if one side puts a civilian in harm's way, that civilian is still entitled to full protection under international humanitarian law. That is the global standard, and no nation is exempt.
Former President Donald Trump is expected to take the witness stand in New York today. He'll be testifying as part of the $250 million civil business fraud case against him and his company. The suit was filed by the New York Attorney General's office and claims Trump inflated his net worth so that he could get better terms for loans and insurance policies. He denies that, but a judge has already ruled that he's liable for fraud, along with his co-defendants, which include his two adult sons who took the stand last week. So this trial is not to decide whether they have to pay, it's about how much. And many people are expecting some fireworks when Trump testifies, considering he's already been forced to pay a total of $15,000 for breaking a gag order twice and talking about court staff. But even as Trump's many legal worries are front and center, he still appears to be doing pretty well in the polls. CNN's Priscilla Alvarez is traveling with President Joe Biden and has more.
In a New York Times and Siena College poll, the president is trailing former President Donald Trump in a hypothetical match in four key swing states. That includes Nevada, Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan. It's notable because President Biden won those states in 2020, and striking because former President Donald Trump faces a series of criminal charges. Now, the Biden campaign is downplaying this poll, but there is still a long road ahead, and the president fanning out across the country to sell his economic message to voters who are still dissatisfied with the economy and who still have doubts about the president's age and his ability to steer the country.
Countries are one step closer to getting a fund off the ground that would help developing nations damaged by the climate crisis. But some of those recipient countries have reservations about it, and so does the US. A special UN committee that's in charge of setting up what's known as the Loss and Damage Fund met for the fifth time last week and is proposing that the World Bank should serve as its trustee and host. But that's ruffling some feathers, with developing countries saying that if the World Bank hosts it, it would give donor countries outsized influence over the fund and lead to huge fees for the countries receiving the money. The UN committee is expected to finalize its recommendations to be put to governments when they meet in Dubai for COP28 at the end of the month. Hollywood actors say they're considering a last, best, and final offer. That's next. There's a chance the Hollywood actors' strike could come to an end, or hit a stalemate. The actors' union says it's reviewing an offer that the studios say is their last, best, and final. The union, which represents about 160,000 actors, wants their members to get better pay for shows and movies on streaming services, along with restrictions on the use of AI. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.